Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this morning. It is a good thing to give thanks to you. And that is what the church is doing this morning. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you because we've witnessed a new day, a new dawn, new beginnings. You give us time for a specific reason that we might be able to number our days so that we can be filled in the path of wisdom. Thank you for giving us the privilege of time. Thank you for giving us the mastery of time. Thank you because this year will harvest good things for your children, and everything that they desire will be answered upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. I'm on a WhatsApp group with a few business people, and they were discussing yesterday about why do we go to church on New Year's Eve? Why must we go to church? Why can't we greet ourselves Happy New Year at home? You know, and they're intellectuals, so there's always arguments. They can argue about the color of water for a whole day. So I generally try to avoid their arguments. But when I was reflecting on it, I asked myself that question, why really do we do this? The reality is that the life of the believer has to be a life of overflow. The key thing that sets a believer apart from everybody else is that you have something that they do not have. And what you have is Jesus. Now, when we talk about overflow, the general expectation is you think it's about wealth. The way men calculate wealth or the way men design wealth. So if I want to ask you if somebody's life is successful, the first thing people think about is how much money does he have? You know, how many houses does he have? How many cars does the person have? Does he have a house in London, Japan, and Australia? But the funny thing is that the day that person dies, none of those things matter. None of them. They pale into insignificance. If God even now wants to show the person, he will now make sure that the children that he gave birth to, we waste all of that wealth. So that in a very quick generation, nobody even remembers them. The sort of overflow that we're talking about, and which I'm asking you to believe that in 2023, that's the kind of life you're going to live, is one that is full of results. Am I communicating with you? The results are not just about how you grow from, oh, last year I had 20,000 naira in my account, today is 50,000 naira, help me to praise God. Or we can, like Brad Liberty, somebody gave me 5,000 naira, I count it among the miracles that God did for me. What the life of overflow talks about is your ability to yield results, is your ability to yield harvest. You see, because it is not every seed that is planted that grows. In fact, it is not every seed that grows that is viable. If you've ever been in a farm, you know, I went to a school in Ilorin, so we had farms. When you're planting corn, you will put three seedlings in one heap. Three seedlings. By the time they start growing, the three of them will come out. But it's not the three of them that will survive. Some will kill the other one because it's about harvest. So Jesus says you separate the wheat from the chaff. Why? Because it is the good harvest that is important. The life of overflow is a life of harvest. You cannot go into 2023 with the mentality that let me just exist. Let me just show up. Let me just be average. Let me just be there. And you see, it's very easy for us to get into that grind. So when it's 31st of December 2023, you will still find things that you can be thankful for. You know, you say, ah, thank God, at least I'm not hungry. But in the life of overflow, it's about a life of growth. It's a life of expansion. It's about you not being happy with being ordinary. Because it's very easy to be like that. Why? Because there are so many people around you that are ordinary. So you can compare yourself to them, but I still better pass my neighbor. I'm better than Brother Tunde. I'm better than Sister Buki. So I shouldn't worry. But the reality is that what God wants to be, what God wants you to be, is the best of yourself. Am I communicating with you? Is the best of yourself, not based on somebody else's standards, not based on other people's limitations. He has given you a life without limitation. He has given you a life that has no hindrance. So he's saying to you that in this life of overflow, it's not about you being ordinary. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God said to Abraham, he says, I will make you a great nation. It was one man, one guy, one single guy. And God tells him that I will make you into a nation. That is, that one person in the supernatural, when something has been said, it has received a life of its own and it must accomplish what has been said. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter. So you see, when God says to you that, Benga, you are going to become the governor of Lagos State, that word has already been released. It will accomplish what it has said. However, you may not live in the reality of it. But the moment you catch that word and you run with it, listen, David was a shepherd, 17-year-old boy, when the prophet came to his house and anointed him. In the supernatural, it had already been established that he was going to be king. But he suffered well until he became king. You know, I've taught you this before. There were things that David did to extend the life of Saul that were not his business. So you can go into a year and the battles God did not appoint you to a fight. You appoint yourself the chief inspector of other people's problems. You get yourself distracted away from the goal that God has given you. Abraham got distracted and he created an albatross for himself. Am I communicating with you? That distraction is the biggest thing that the enemy can use against you. The vision that God has for you is already established, but the enemy can come and plant. We pass through time, but we must mark time. We pass through time, but we must mark time. There must be signposts in your time that says that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. In the year 2023, I saw the Lord, because it's a signpost of the time that God has appointed for you. So this year is about abundance for us. Abundance of peace, abundance of growth, abundance of expansion. So when God says to us that we should expand our tent, your tent is the place of your abode. But you know what you also keep in your tent? You keep your wealth in your tent. So God is asking you to expand that place. Stop thinking and limiting yourself to what you can see. As far as Abraham was concerned, God told him he was going to be a nation. And all he could see was, I don't have a child. God had to show him with his, and said, come, let me show you something. Go and look at those stars. Abi, you remember that story? Because the vision that you see is more important than the thoughts that you have in your mind. If you do not catch the vision, your thoughts are never going to walk in that direction. So in 2023, it's about catching the vision. It's about saying to God, God, I'm not going to be ordinary this year. In whatever it is you have placed me in wherever you have placed me in, I am not going to live an ordinary life. I am going to be extraordinary. I am going to be super ordinary. I'm going to be super. You see, because I always say this to people, that a determined man is sometimes even more powerful than a spiritual man. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying, church? When a man is determined to do something, and he decides that nothing can hold me back, the guy who is kabashing, Abraham, so kabashing, is a lie. The determined man will achieve what he wants to achieve. And it's, so in 2023, you must be able to combine this kabashing with the determination to achieve. And you will be successful in the mighty name of Jesus. So, the law of overflow is very simple. You cannot reap what you did not sow. You cannot harvest in the place where you did not plant. You cannot grow in the place where you did not water. So don't expect that I will just sit down at home and supernatural things will happen. Now lie. If they credit your account, they will debit it back. understand very clearly that when you, what God blesses is the work of your hands. You know, every time Jesus performed the miracle of expansion, every time, even the prophets performed the miracle of expansion, they never created something out of nothing. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? When he met the widow of Zarephath, he said, "What do you have at home? I can only multiply that which you have at home." When he got to the place where he was going to feed the 5,000, he said, "What do you have?" They said, "We get 2 fish and 5 bread." He said, "That one too, day enough." When he was going to feed the 4,000, different from the 5,000, the same thing, "What do you have?" They have 7 loaves and 7 fish or something. Every time there was a miracle of expansion, there was something being expanded. The only time when God made something out of nothing was when he was creating the world. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they were looking for food, he said he will make quails come from the east. He did not manufacture those quails. The quails were gently flying on their own. And then the wind would have whispered to them, "God has a purpose for you," and they would have diverted themselves there. So I want you to go into this year with that understanding that God is going to bless the work of my hands. And everything I lay my hands upon will prosper. That every vision that God has given me, I will succeed in it. But you must be ready to do. For you to experience the overflow, looking back at the end of this year, that anybody feels, "I didn't achieve much." That is not God's purpose for you. One assurance I want to give you, if you remember at this time last year, what the Holy Spirit said to us, that this and this is what was going to happen. And he gave us a guarantee on it. I am asking him to do the same thing for us today. That he gives us a guarantee that everyone who walks within the purpose that he has set for us this year would yield results in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we want to thank you. Thank you for a new year. Thank you for overflow. Thank you because those who plant, they will reap and they will reap with joy. Thank you because everyone who has set their path on following you this year, they will find you. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you because this year would yield goodness for them.